I guess he wanted Ion to comment on Nasara.
Of the Nasara bill that didn't get signed by Bill in 2000.
Right.
That's the one you're referring to?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that dynamic then became unaffordable. Okay? They couldn't afford it at that moment.
What were they supposed to pay out to? Who was getting the benefits if they had the money?
It would have been according to the treaty, the original Saint-Germain treaty, would have been reparations for the farmers, the ones who created this country, the backbone of your country, and redistribute this power play that had been powerfully displayed or ill-played. And then there were certain degrees of fallout. If you didn't sign the bill, these things would happen.
So we're talking about the bill of 1830, approximately, Saint-Germain.
Yes.
He made a deal with a president of the United States.
Well, presidents didn't have that much power then. It was with what they call the House. You have the Federalists those days. It was with the Federalists.
And that was a deal built on a debt acquired during the Revolution in 1776?
That's correct.
So Saint-Germain helped Ben Franklin and Washington and Jefferson.
Well, it would have been a little after that, but yes. February the 9th, 1834. 12:15 in the afternoon, no daylight saving time.
The Louisiana Purchase led to 9-1-1. So there was something about the paying back to the French through the Louisiana Purchase, which was not completed, and more deals were made in 1830, correct?
That's correct.
And there's been endless deals since then.
That's correct. Interest has been compounding. Vigorish on vigorish has been compounding. And so then countless compromises have been in place, and in the year 2000, you had no national debt. And that was the place when that bill could have been taken care of and worked out. And instead, it was not. And there were ramifications for that bill not being signed, and those are some of the ramifications that you're enjoying in your reality today.
The opportunity in 2000 to pay back what we owed almost 200 years of debt to... Would you call it the French or would you call it the Chinese?
Neither.
Neither. Who was the debt to?
Saint-Germain. Well, yes, that's correct. But the terms of the concession was that it could be easily taken care of within the American people, because the benefactors that would have gained from the Nasara Bill were individual Americans who would have gained from that reparation of that just debt due.
So we didn't have the money to do that.
If you'd have had the money to do it, you wouldn't have put up all the national parks as collateral for the loans.
They are not American property?
The security deed isn't, and that's why they set them aside. You can't cut the trees off. You can't mess up the natural resources because that raw land has value, and that's what was set aside to secure the loans.
What is being done with that territory now?
Well, they're selling it.
So if the farmers or the Americans were to get the money, and then it was held up by Congress in 2000, the American people didn't say, bomb the World Trade Center to get back at them. Who took responsibility for that since the American people didn't get the money that was owed to them?
No, no, no. There was ramifications. The original treaty had conditions. And those conditions became rules and regulations, and they can't undo that original treaty.
Who set up that original treaty?
The original ones that were involved in the negotiations of the loan the first time.
And who were they?
You'll have to look at your empirical evidence, because at this frame, you can't get there from there. Look it up. Find the treaty.
It was Bonaparte. The purchase was at a vital moment in the presidency of Thomas Jefferson, and then Napoleon Bonaparte, upon completion of the agreement, stated, "The accession of territory affirms forever the power of the United States, and I have given England a maritime rival who sooner or later will humble her pride." Woo-hoo! He set us up.
That's right.
Who says that, Bonaparte?
Yeah.
Was he helped by St. Germain?
He was.
And Saint-Germain is still with us, isn't he?
They, yes.
Saint-Germain is they?
Yes.
How many are they?
From parallel world, they?
11, and not necessarily, some are.
And that is what people thought was the Bavarian Illuminati? That where that popular legend came from?
Somewhat, yes. The anomalies were always piled into that categorical anomaly. Like, where did they get the money to make the loan the first time? That was more money than was. How did they get more money than was to make the loan to start with?
I think they got it with a little help from China.
Okay, good, wonderful. Where did China get it?
Where did they get it?
Exactly. That becomes some of your anomalies.
Okay, well, one follow-up is I know that people say to me, they say, well, Bob, what Ion is saying cannot be verified.
It certainly can. Go to ground zero. Look in the hole.
They don't see any verification of the connection to Saint Germain.
So they need to see the checks. So are you saying that they need to do their empirical research and find the checks from the CIA that Osama bin Laden cashes regularly?
Yeah, I think that that's the kind of stuff people claim verifies reality.
Well, they're certainly available. So you can check the records.
And then they'll say, well, you could have forged them. I mean, people will believe what they believe.
They will cancel what they will cancel.
So now they want proof, and then they get proof, and then they don't believe the proof. Okay,
that's
how
right.
are we going to compete with that?
And so in the essence, nobody can convince anybody else of anything.
Right.
And then when they do convince them, they have to look at them through their individual lying eyes.